Listen to the 48 Hours podcast on demand.
Real people, real crimes, real life drama.
48 Hours investigates the most intriguing crime and justice cases.
Investigators discovered Brown chained up like a dog.
We can hear the girl yelling for help.
CBS News is bringing investigative reporting and impact journalism.
You have this toxic love triangle.
It was a crime that rocked this upscale community.
The 48 Hours podcast.
This case was a true whodunit.
Download and subscribe on the new radio.com app or wherever else you get your podcast.
Helen, the plastic bag law that is being proposed in New York gaining traction right now. What damage can plastic bags do to the environment?
Okay, well, plastic bags can create substantial damage to the environment. First of all, they really don't, sometimes people think they're biodegradable. They don't biodegrade. What they do is when they break down, they just break it down into smaller and smaller pieces. And in many cases, they're, you know, plastic bags themselves are made out of polymers, but then chemicals are added to the polymers, either for color or to strengthen it. So as the bags break down, they can release toxic chemicals into the environment. Certainly aesthetically, we've all seen plastic bags stuck in trees and bushes. They can clog drainage, like on streets, or in parking lots. If they block the drainage, then you can have area flooding, you know, small areas of flooding. Chemically, it can get into the environment. If fish or other aquatic organisms eat little bits of plastic, that can affect their health. I've been scuba diving in the Great Lakes for over 30 years. I have seen plastic bags in the bottom of the lake, bunched up in shallow water, tied up or tangled up in plants. So if animals are feeding, they can, they can ingest that plastic. They can get tangled up in it. If a bird lands in a nearshore area trying to catch fish, and there are plastic bags that just end up there, you know, people throw them out. It really can have a major environmental impact. And eventually what we do in the Great Lakes goes out into the ocean, and out in the ocean, plastic bags, I have actually seen when it's an animal, we call it a necropsy, but it's like an autopsy, sea turtles cut open and they're filled with plastic bags. So it really can have an astounding impact.
You mentioned that the plastic bags do not biodegrade, they just turn into little pieces. How long do plastic bags in general take to biodegrade, if you will, or become cut up into little pieces, if you will?
Well, the thing is, it depends on, if they're in the water, it depends on wave action. You know, did they go over rocks before they made it to the water? That might help shred them. But, if you look at the literature out there, they estimate that a plastic bag can last anywhere between 20 years and 400 years. I've even seen where some reports list 500 or 600. Well, we don't know that. They've only been used since the 70s, so we really don't have an exact point of time. But they do last a long, long time in the environment, that's for sure. And so, you know, we should be concerned about the fact that, you know, people should recycle them, or first of all, they shouldn't use, you know, they should use reusable bags to take groceries out, or paper bags, but most people don't recycle them. You know, less than, I think, 3 to 5% get recycled. So that means most of them end up in landfills, and I'm sure you've been behind garbage trucks and they're, you know, you see garbage blowing out of them, and plastic bags are lightweight. The air picks them up and they end up along the roadway and eventually in the waters around here.
These plastic bags, they can be recycled. How do you encourage people to recycle the bags, take them back to the grocery store where they recycle these?
Yes, because shopping plastic shopping bags, like from a grocery store, are what are known as, or it's made out of what they call high-density polyethylene. They have to be recycled in a processing plant that deals with that particular type of plastic. You know, sometimes people just put them in their recycling bin. Well, when you talk to the people who work in these recycling plants, plastic shopping bags get tangled up in their equipment, or I've seen people where they'll try to recycle newspaper, which is a good, solid thing to do for the environment, but they put it in a plastic grocery bag, and that doesn't, it impacts the way that paper's recycled. It kind of fouls the paper, and then it causes problems. And so the only way that we can actually recycle them is if you see in a grocery store, it'll say plastic bags only. That is definitely meant to recycle those plastic grocery bags.
Lawmakers have been also talking about a charge for paper bags. Are paper bags any better for the environment than plastic bags?
Well, they are. You know, obviously the best thing to do is to have a reusable bag that, you know, as soon as you get out of the car to go shopping, you're grabbing that and taking it in. That's the best. But, you know, obviously then the next best would be a paper bag, because that paper bag hopefully can and will be recycled. You know, that so you're kind of looking at grades of usefulness, and, you know, so the proper thing or the best thing would be to use a reusable plastic, or not plastic bag, a reusable cloth bag that you can take to the store constantly and not just use it once.
Every Sunday, Face the Nation brings you in-depth interviews with the biggest names in Washington.
Kellyanne Conway, Nancy Pelosi, Lindsey Graham, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
You'll never miss an episode with the weekly podcast from CBS News Radio. Tune in to hear moderator Margaret Brennan and the country's top policymakers discuss today's toughest issues.
What is going on? Is this political conspiracy, or is this just incompetence?
The Face the Nation podcast.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts.